Okay, today we're going to begin Be'ezus Hashem a series of shiurim on the Malach of Mechatech. And Mechatech is a very important application to Halacha L'maisa. We'll see about tearing tissue paper, and today we're going to talk about the bottle caps, which is also very Nogei L'maisa, and plastic tablecloths, all these shilas what is the issue behind them? What is this? Mechatech means you cut something, and we'll see, you cut it b'mida, with a special measure. So not just tamazah, you cut. So the question is, how does that, so is that the issue behind all these questions that we mentioned before? Is it other issues, etc.? So that's Be'ez Hashem going to be the shiurim that we're going to have for the next couple of weeks. It's about, Menachem. It's about Chatech. So says the Mishnah. Hatzatzvi. So if you capture a deer, Hashochto, then you shecht it, Bafshito, Molcho. You smooth it, and the last thing is you take the skin and you cut it. Says Rashi, so you want to make shoes, you want to make shoelaces, leather shoelaces. So obviously you cut it to a certain measurement, so it could be a shoe or a shoelace, etc. So that's the malacha of Mechatech. That's the Malach of Mechatech.
You mean that you're, so just with the cutting, it becomes a finished product, or it's making parts?
Even parts, say.
It's not Malach from Rashi, that's what I mean.
Right, because, in other words, there could be another thing of Tikkun Mana, but here, let's assume, the Ritzuos, so Pashtus is the Ritzuos, you don't use the Ritzuos alone. I mean, he's able to do two is a complete thing.
Yeah, okay, let's see.
So look at the Rambam, page 2. Says the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Oh,
my cover.
Bruchim Avoyim, we just started.
Thank you.
We're doing the Malach of Mechatech.
Okay, thank you.
So we said if you take a leather, you just shechted an animal, and then you take the skin off the animal, and then you clean it up, and then you have the piece of skin, and now you cut it in specific amounts. Rashi says to make a shoelace or a sandal, etc. So the Rambam says, page 2, Mechatech min ha'or kedei lasos kemiya chayv. In other words, he wants to make a kemiya, right? Amulet. So he takes a piece of ore and he cuts it to a certain shear. So it says the Rambam, Hushe is kavin lemidas orko midas rochvo. V'yachtof b'kavana shehi malacha. So he cuts it, he wants the kemiya to be a certain size, the amulet. And he's not just doing it haphazardly, he's doing it very specific. Aval b'chotach der chefseid, but if he did it der chef, just stop, he's tearing it up. Or below kavana lemidaso, or he's not giving special attention to the size. El kimesasek or kimesachek, hareza potter. But if he's not doing it a specific thing, then he's potter. Okay, so that's the malacha. Mechatech b'mida is the malacha. And again, we'll see. Tonight we're going to be talking about bottle caps. Is that Is that mechatech the meter? We'll talk about toilet paper in a future shiur, Bez Hashem. Is that called being mechatech the meter? So says the Mishnah in Beitza on page 3 in Lamed Beis and Beis. Ain't shover mes acheres. So you can't take a piece of pottery, and break it in a specific. You want to break the pottery. What says Rashi? Why? Kishetzolim dagim ala askala shikorim gerildila chotchem katnim o kash shibolim o shovrim charosim. Chotchem near v'shovrim b'mayim v'sodim near gabe achsala. In other words, when you're having a barbecue, so you don't want to put the fish directly, so you cover it up. So one of the things they used to cover it up was with cheres. So you break the pottery, so you have specific pieces of the pottery to cover up the grill, and then you'll put the fish on top of that. It won't burn. So in Yontif, obviously we're talking about Yontif. You're allowed to cook on Yontif. Ain't shover mes acheres. Ain't chotchim hanir. So you can't be shover as acheres to put on the grill on Yontif. Ain't chotchim hanir. And you can't take a piece of paper. You have to realize those days the paper was a much more significant thing than it is today. And the post can point out it was reusable. That's why the whole discussion of whether paper is mekabel tumah or not is a whole discussion in the postkim. But Rav Moshe said that discussion was their near. Today, our near for sure is not mekabel tumah because our near is disposable. There's nafkamina for hilchas nida that Rav Moshe paskin there's no ksumim on disposable tissues and things and pads and panty liners, etc. That's Rav Moshe's psak. Even though Rav Yashiv is more machmer than that, but Rav Moshe Paskin, that all those things are not mekabel tumah. Because the niyar of the shas that the poskim were being done on, whether it's mekabel tumah or not, was a different niyar. Than the niyar of today is nothing to talk about. That's what Rav Moshe said. So what's the malacha of chotchim es hanir? Chotchim es hanir. So is it mechatech? Chotchim es hanir. Well, what is the... What is the malacha? So says the Gemara, my taima, mishum de kamesakin mona. It's tikkun mona. Because you're making the nir usable. What's the use? It's going to serve as a covering on the grill.
Could you do that without ripping it?
I guess not. You had to make it so it'll... you're not going to use the whole thing. You don't want to... maybe you had a big...
Pre-cut paint pieces is okay.
Right, pre-cut is okay.
It would be okay.
Right. But he's saying, why can't you take the whole thing and put it on the... What do you have to cut each?
You could. It would
be silly. You would be wasting it or whatever. So that's what the Gemara says. So if you look in the Rambam on page 4, says the Rambam, Ein shover mitzacheres. Ain't korim sanir mitneishu kimesakin kli.
It doesn't say
mechatech. Well, he's just quoting the Gemara, so that's mesakin kli. So the question is, why is it mechatech? Why is it mechatech? Why is it tikkun kli? So if you look in the Sefer Tal Malachas from my good friend Harav Chaim Kalman Gutman,
could you just say that? Mechatchin is not Amida, and that's it.
Oh, so what? Obviously, it is b'mida certain. You know, it's not just tam. So he wants to say, he's going to say something similar to you. He quotes that Gemara in Beitza on the bottom here on the left side. And Karin Saniel Litzlosalov. Mavur Begmar Shem Dissur Mishum Tikkun Kli. Now page 6. Makeh Bepatish. Okay, Chazal Hedger. And he writes, "I hold Hashanir Gadol Einu Roy Lachnis Betonir Litzlosalov." So he says it's too big. It's not going to fit in the oven or the grill or whatever it is. So you want to, like they kriya, nasa haniya ruya litzlosalov. Then he quotes the Rambam. Chatech beilasos kmi chayev. Who usually is kavein lemidas or komidas rochvo. Right? Chob Gemara. Yeah. Gemara says, Haiman salis silta. He's mechatech eitzim dakim l'havir eish. So the verse says, he copied a mishkasa, if you care about the exact size of the chips of wood, then chayim shum mechatech. So he says, so Zakhtar Rav Gutman, the geder machpid b'mida yesh lilmod, b'mida minim haidim z'nan en korim es aniyah litzlos alav, the isu mishum tikun mono, tikun kli, kanal, m'kori yesh l'ayim, and my leg agam mishum melechaz mechatech. Why is it only tikun kli? Zarech lomar dolochoshim machpid al mida. So this is a little... Eli makpid al mida mitzumtzum. Yadua, shetzorach lo also mida dafka. Kmo, kriyas or lasos ritzuas, asiyas ritzuas sandolim. So if you're going to make shoelaces, leather shoelaces, so you want it to be a specific size, the laces. How narrow it is, how long it is, it's very specific. Tzorach dafka b'mida yadua. Kifi midas har... Haregel. Aval im ein hakpod the davka al midah mitzumtzum rakorei v'chodech shalu yagodol v'yozer. But here you don't want a midah mitzumtzum. It can't be too big. But once it's not so big, it doesn't matter whether it's this size, that size, as long as it fits on the grill, fits in the oven. So that's not like. So that's what you said. That's not mechatech b'midah. Lav shei meleches mechatech halo. Chaim bekorei niyak kedei litzlos alav de enu makvi lekarol midah mitzumtzum. If you have to say fit it in a specific frying pan, right, and you makpid that it should be the exact size of the frying pan, then inochanami, then that would be. A problem also of mechatech, not only of tikkun mono.
Doesn't the yard have a shame kli on it?
Yeah.
Has a shame kli. If you cut paper to a certain size, then it has a kli on it?
If you cut... Again, paper of today... Paper of today...
Right.
...is disposable.
But even if you... So, in other words, even...
Right, so in other words, the paper of today
is... That if you cut it, even if you cut paper to a certain size... And for a certain reason like this, it's not going to become the...
So that we have to see when we discuss toilet paper and things like that. Is that going to be... Is there a din mechatech on our toilet paper?
Just the idea that using paper on the grill.
Yeah,
the
but this...
The bathroom package, doesn't that imply that it's a plate?
Yeah.
Avad.
Yeah.
And the Rambam's paper was reusable? And he says that?
Yeah, the Rambam's paper was reusable. All the paper in the shop... The discussion of paper... Is in the Mishnayos, and it's a discussion in the No Debi Huda and the Sidre Tara. But all those papers, whether we're mefalpel, whether you have a kesem on paper, whether it's us or it's matami or not, is all because the paper is not woven and things like that. That was the whole. So is that called a beg at a kli? The whole thing.
So if you cut paper, this paper, our paper, that's not reusable. To a certain size. Forget this. I don't want to cut it for this grill. So the issue is makif patish.
Right.
Does that mean that's shame kli for makif patish?
Yeah. Shame kli,
so
shame beg. Yeah.
So you have a shame kli without a tabel tuma.
Sure. Kli avonim, kli glolim. Is it clear and some couple too?
This paper would be that way?
Yeah.
Oh.
Only in the 13th century, paper spread from China through the Middle East to medieval Europe. where the first paper mills were built. It was introduced to the West through Baghdad, so it was called Baghdad teakote. Only in the 19th century industrialization greatly reduced the cost of manufacturing paper. From Islam at the time of the Rambam, the paper as we have it didn't exist outside of China.
Yeah. So that's the.
Does it matter how you cut? Like, could you use a cleat or like scissors or anything? If it's not Bermuda.
Yeah. So I mean, cutting is cutting. Whether you use scissors, you use your hands, whatever. So he writes here, he has a couple of interesting applications here of Gutmann. So the first, he talks about Kore Mapa plastic, Nishim Bakavin, perforated plastic tablecloth. Koponim Zorai Dechim Belechim Chatech, Udav Gimakmir Al Midam Tzumtzum. Often the Nigmar Chitukul Yos Roy La Isim Shtamshus as Chayval Chichtim Shum Lechus Tikkun Kli. Habeinu Makbe, right? Tikkun Kli doesn't need Makbe B'mida. That's a din in Hilchas Machatek. In Hilchas Kli, as long as you make it usable, that's a Kli. You don't care about the shear. If he's in there, the Kareh Mapa Shal Plastic, Pituk Yosem Mokav Anirsham Odei Kavin Asui Mukach, Lekechi Machatek, the Ein Pedu Fi Amida Mamish. He says, because why are you tearing it, the perforated area? It's not because you want that particular mida necessarily. My table, it could have been a little bit longer, could have been a little shorter. I mean, obviously, if it's going to be too short, it's too long, it's not going to be good. But I don't need pinklach to be this. So he says on page 7, so why am I tearing over there on that perforated? Not because I want that particular mida, but it's easier to tear on the perforated edge. I think that's the sort of thing that Shlomo Zalman said as well.
He said about toilet paper.
Yeah, we're going to talk about toilet paper, but yeah. But Kareb Mizah Mokam Mishum Denoch Li Korasham, below Kli Miyuchar. So what Gutmann is saying is when you separate perforated pieces of plastic, so the malacha is makim patish, tikkun mana. That's the malacha, not mechatech. Shem b'sakin is a plastic she ruim l'shtamish al yodom. The same thing korea niyar litzlos alav. You don't care the particular size of the. You just want it to be a basic amount. It doesn't have, you know, but not b'diuk.
That's okay.
So then it's not an Israel's mechatek. It still will be an Israel's tikkun kli.
If you're tearing it along the perforation.
So yeah.
But if you're just shortening, if I wanted this tablecloth out to here and I just tear it here without a perforation.
That's also tikkun kli.
Is that technically?
That's also technically, because beforehand it wasn't usable for my.
It was usable. You could have just doubled it over.
You could have doubled it over, right? But now it's. I guess in the Tanur case, it wouldn't be usable because it would be too big. It could be in this case. I think it's.
You didn't totally have the desire of the person. No, if his kavana was to make it this size, because he wants it that size. So okay. That's automatically mean for fumida, no?
But he's not. He's just. In other words, he's saying, what if you don't tear on the dotted line? And so you just tear wherever. But it's not that you want to decide. This is where you decided to tear. You didn't measure it out Bidiyuk, bidiyuk.
Because
they have a
10-foot
tablecloth, or a 12-foot tablecloth, and this table is six feet long, you know? I couldn't fold it over, but that's often the case, actually, with the ones you buy in the stores.
Right.
You can either fold it over, or you can cut off a piece. If the table's 6 feet long, I don't care if the tablecloth is 6 feet or 7 feet or 7.5 feet. I'll cut anywhere. I'm not being...
Right,
particular mida.
Right, so it's not machatek. Machatek not. The question is it makeh b'patish? So you're saying maybe it's not even makeh b'patish because it was usable before. Okay, maybe it's what to say for what you're saying. A case in the near, you could say, is only there wasn't usable before because l'maise couldn't fit into the oven or into the grill. So, but in Hanami, what you're saying is good gesagt. Okay.
So then the next question is, can I set aside a scissors before Shabbos to cut it? Is it any worse if you're using...
Well, Kalisha Mahto, Lissers, Mahmutal Tarkufo, Tarkufo. So even if you took scissors, it should be okay. Because if you're assuming that it's not... But if you're assuming that it's...
If you're assuming that it's mutter, it's not a Kalisha Mahto, Lissers anymore.
No, because scissors, when you use it normally, you use it for a dummy. But if everything is mutter,
then there's
mutter too. Yeah, so it's a cliche. Then there's a tshuva here. This is actually the original.
He's saying that you can't open the bottle.
I didn't do bottles yet. What we did so far was the plastic tablecloth. Right? The bottles is this. I'm going to leave that for. I want to do two more things and then get to the bottles. Okay. So there's a tshuva from the Yavetz. I should have zeroed. My friend, I have a friend who's a rav in Kiryas Yoel, and Yankel called Bergstein. So he redid the Yavetz. He has an affinity for the Yavetz. So he redid the tshuvas. Beautiful. He did a beautiful job. I enjoyed learning the Yavetz because to look in the sefer was such a beautiful job he did. So, Mishut Shelas Yavetz, Dan Le'inya Chochmas Nituach, right? Dissections, Bebosser Hames, Beshabbos. He talks about, you know, medical school and what malachas are involved, you know, on Shabbos. So he talks about, he put it maybe in the next pack. I think I used it for maybe the next pack.
What's their mace?
So you want to dissect, right?
Like an autopsy?
Yeah, or whatever you want to do for...
Stam mace is muksa, obviously.
Yeah.
So we're saying that a mace that's yuchad for dissection is it?
Okay, I mean, we will have to see the tshuva to see the other issues, but he wants to know from the perspective of mechatech, is it mechatech? So he writes, Kevin the Kopit Ashiur the Chatchitucha Chol Yarek Lo Yikatzer Zachitoch, because it's a precise science. When you're doing a surgery, you have to know b'diyuk, it's not just a, you know, b'erech, how much do I cut?
Well, for a cadaver, probably less.
Yeah, but the point is to practice.
To practice for a non for not right. The came in the kapit ashiyur the chitucha shelo yarech v'lo yichatzes hachituch ba'ofen shelo yiskalkel v'yafsid kavonas ha'islamdos bli sofek mekeimim b'chitucha mechavim b'chitucha b'dikto godol imkein harehu melechas mechatech v'chayev chatos. So that's what so that's what the Yavet says. That's Melechas mechatech and yechayev chatos. But then he quotes the Gemara in Erchin, the Isha Shemesha ala Mashper, right? A woman is pregnant and she's on the birthing table. She dies, so we have to cut her up to take out the fetus. So the word is pshita, the mutter, the mechatech basa ba'almahu. So So don't you see it's not mechatech? So he says, no, over there you don't have to be so precise.
That's the reason why he's allowed to
live. The blood is not born yet.
Right.
It's not the kosher nefesh.
No.
The kosher nefesh anyway.
Sorry,
you're not careful with the surgery. You're not worried about the mother recovering.
She's dead. Meaning like it shouldn't even, it should be a non-starter, that malacha.
Right, but he's saying, of course, but you're not, in other words, treat them because you're not doing a malacha. You're not doing a malacha when you take out. You're just cutting up meat. So that's why it's treat them. So Zavada, it would be mutter, but he's saying, you don't have to tell me that because Pikuach Nefesh means I'm doing a malacha, it's mutter from Pikuach Nefesh. This is not even a malacha. So, but the Avitz asks on itself, but don't you see, therefore, it's not called Mechatech? So he says, because you know, Hanami, over there, he's not Medachtech. It's just, you just cut it up. I mean, look, she's dead. It's not practicing for surgery. The woman's dead. You just have to cut everywhere to get there. So therefore, that's why the Gemara says that it's not. Okay, so that's another case. That's the Yavitz's Tshuva, that practicing medicine on Shabbos, he's discussing about going to medical school and being on Shabbos and things like that. What are the issues? So this is one of the things that he raises, is the Melacha Mechatech.
An issue of making, drawing blood when you cut, is it prison?
But that can be a malacha shayna tzrichah gufa if you don't need the blood. So that's not a daraisa, according to most Rishon. Then he has another fascinating thing. Mitzvah mila. We know that it's a malacha to do mila, but it's still mutter and Shabbos. So what's the malacha? So there's a lot of discussions what the malacha is of mila. You know, there it could be because of the dam. Is it only because of the dam or not? But what about mechatech? Because you have to cut a certain amount to be megala satara. He says, "Came the machmir lachna kol or ha'orlo chor ha'mokum loma." So he says that he thinks it's totally... I got so much honor from this. There's a famous machloikas in Hilchas Mila. I gave a lot of shiurim of this. What is the mitzvah of Mila? Is the mitzvah of Mila to cut the orla off? Or is the mitzvah of Mila to just roll it back and megala the atara? But not necessarily to cut off the... Now, obviously, you have to cut something, because if you don't cut something, it'll just roll back. But, so the Chochmas Adam has this tirade on Moilim that he claims that don't cut enough.
Isn't that the Chazak of Lopara?
No. That's Malvul Lopara. That means like this. There are two layers. There's the Or Hamila, and then the Or Hapriya. So the Or Hapriya, that's, you just have to roll it back. And then it comes in, it seeps into the skin, it doesn't roll back. But the question is, what about the Or HaMila? So we normally assume that the Or HaMila you cut, and the Or HaPriya, it's enough just to roll back. So the Chochmas Adam says that if you don't cut enough of the Or HaMila, then you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. And the Divrei Chaim disagrees. The Divrei Chaim says the mitzvah is not to cut. The mitzvah is to megala the atara. Now, if you just mean megala atara and roll it back, it'll just roll back. You know, obviously, it doesn't mean megala atara for 1 second. It means megala atara for the rest of the kids, the rest of the person's life. So you're gonna have to cut a little bit, and then but the rest you can roll back, and then
That's a shear.
But therefore, it's not an exact shear. So you want to say, but according to the Chochmas Adam, that mitzvah mila is dafka to cut a certain amount. So then you could say it's a malacha mechatech. But according to the Divrei Chaim, there's no shear, it's not a specific shear that you have to cut. it's because the mitzvah is not cutting. And this is like a big machlokes in, you know, what the Iker Halacha is in mitzvahs milah. I mean, we normally assume that, you know, we should cut, or not only cut, but cut enough that through the cutting you megal of the atar. As Ibn Chaim says, even though stama is, there's a certain moral said to me, of course he probably also means l'chadchili should do that, but he said, Iker Adin, if you didn't cut, you cut, and if the amount you cut, it still wouldn't be megal of the atara. It's still okay if you rolled it back and now it's magula and it adheres to the upper, you know, skin, and that would be okay. So this is a famous moment. This is the first time I saw this new taher, that maybe this machloikas is tola in the discussion whether it's malach or mechatech. That to me was fascinating.
I forgot, if someone was born in Gemal, Did they require a tafas dam?
Yeah.
Isn't that supportive, or isn't that against just being megala the atara? Because it requires some sort of chaticha.
No, but there you're not doing any chaticha. You're just drawing blood.
Even it's a minimal chaticha.
No,
you need the maisa.
It's not a chaticha. It's not even a minimal chaticha. It's just drawing blood. So that's the question. What is the Tavis Brown Bruce accomplish? That's a separate discussion. But
can't bring a riot from the Medrash, but the Medrash that in Mitzrayim, that the Jews were much more lost on.
Right. So what do you see from there?
That they didn't cut it off.
They didn't cut it off. It's riot to the Rechaim. Oh, I like that. That's very good.
Yeah,
that's Medrash. No, there's a whole sugya in Yevamos about Moshech Bar Losa. It's not only a Medrash. It's a whole sugya of Moshech Bar Losa with the... Now, I wanted to speak a little bit about the bottle caps. So, is a bottle cap like this, is this called Mechatek? So he wants a claim, page 7 at the bottom. The mother motzoi kayom pekakim kisoy on the right bottom. Pekakim kisoy plastic hakvuy magabe habakbuke cholov or maim kadome shemakbidim bekriyaso b'mokam hamesuyim davka they say is apsher the poskol sogo bekal be'es sheishtamish al yado chayv gamishum. So he wants to say but it's not so pashut because they made it this way. They could have made it different way.
Well, if you turn this, I want it open, so I'm going to turn it. It happens that it will snap on the perforations.
Right.
But I don't care if it's that perforations, or sometimes you have one that's defective that comes
right, open. Right.
You do care, though, because...
I just want it to open.
If
I don't
it's
care
not
how
on the perforations,
yeah.
You lose the functionality of having a resealer.
Yeah, but it could have been the perforation. But he's not saying
about cutting off an extra piece of the table.
He's not saying we're not discussing it. He didn't say it's taken care. It might be also, but he's saying that this is mechatech b'mida. So Yossi is saying that not so pashut that he's right, because he could have made it could have been someplace else,
right up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not like you need a specific mida. It could have been a different. So. What he's saying over here is not so poshut that...
You apply that same logic to Misak and Mana also. Because I don't really want the cap... I'm not trying to make a cap. You know,
So this is the discussion. If it's not mechatech, maybe it's not because you're not really makbim either. So is it us or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there's a tshuva, page 13, the Sefer Dvar Yoshua. It's one of my favorites for him. Dvar Yoshua. Who's Dvar Yoshua? Diane Ehrenberg. He was in the Rabbanut of Tel Aviv, and he was also, what, in Bells? Something, he had some position in Bells, I think. He was a big gaon. You know what the Sama Rebbe said about him? Sama Rebbe said, when he wrote the Vayol Moshe, he wrote the Vayol Moshe, and he knew that there's going to be Tainas, whatever. He said, I'm not afraid of anybody, except for the Dvar Yeshua. That was the only one he had Moira for. So, the Dvar Yeshua, like he always says the Chiddush Dikka thing. I mean, like he holds, he wrote a famous tshuva that you can't light Hanukkah candles outside, Bezman Hazeh. Menichem Shulchan Ol Bedayo, Lemakom Sakana, and now it's Dafka inside. And Rabbi Yashiv wrote him a tshuva back, arguing with him on that. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people, you have the fish tanks and they light it outside. He held, no, you're not Yotze. You got to light it Dafka inside, Bezman Hazeh. Bezman HaGemara, before the Shas HaTakana, they Dafka lit outside. If you light outside, inside, you weren't Yotze. But then he says, once they made the new thing, the Brisker Rav says, it was a Naya Takana. So, Menichel was al Shulchan of... Okay, but that we're getting far flung. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Hamodiah, in the newspaper, on Friday, Parshas Vayeshev, Tovshin Lamed Aleph, came out with a psak, which he is... The Dvar Yeshua is responding to, and the psak was that if you open up the bottle caps on Shabbos and it leaves a ring underneath, right? So you're violating an Issa D'Oraisa. You're violating an Issa D'Oraisa.
Doesn't matter how it's made, plastic or metal.
One second. So he says like this. He says. In Psichas Pekakim, third line, Shenifer Menuchelach Atach Mishas Psich Valdeze Nasa Roy Lepkak Zelashon Advar Shein Losu Beinim Pekak Al Pach Sheva Pamer Rishon Sheposim Chosov Nifer Menuchelach Atach Tom Nishar Betabas Al Tzover Habakbuk Poshan Adov Sheisr Gomer Hu Liftoach Bo Lerishon Beshamas Kev Sheafi Bo Yushover Mesatzlochus Motzim Meshive Zchukh Vepkak Mikol Mokom Kolzman Shepkak Mechuba Lekelach Atach Tom Ein Roy Gol Lachak. In other words, theoretically you could get this off by not opening it, by just cracking it or something like that, but then it won't be, but in other words, Shlomo Zalman says, you're making a kli out of the, so now you could reuse it, or you could use it on another thing, so you're making a kli on the cap, and he says that's a melacha d'oraisa, that's tikkun mana.
You're making a kli that you could twist it on and off?
Yeah, in other words, I made it, and now this is a kli, so I'm going to reuse it.
But it shouldn't matter.
In other words, if you're not going to reuse it, if I'm going to open it up now and pour the whole thing out, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't have a taina, because I'm not going to reuse it. So I don't care about it. So it's a secret of the Lonichale.
I used to say they can't years ago.
Yeah. So he wrote in the newspaper that...
Would it be similarly okay if you threw out the cap and you throw it out?
You take this cap, you throw it out, right? And you use an old cap, right?
Wait,
a new thing
we make,
Shabbos caps. Right. Yeah, I think Rabbi Willig might have some keeps extra cap because that's the Gemara. Rabbi Will pointed out Hoshana Chrisi. In other words, the Gemara says. Yeah, on page 19, that if you have a hadas and there's more berries than leaves, and you take, so it's possible, but you can pull off the berries. But it says you can't do that in Yontif because you're masakin mono. But what if you have so you want to eat the berries, so you're being masakin mono because now you have a good hadas. But if you have more hadasim, so you're not going to use it for the mitzvah of hadas, so then there's no problem. So that's what some people held. Same thing by bottle caps. If you have extra bottle caps, that's like Hoshana Chrisi. I don't know what Rabbi Will Paskin, but I think you heard me.
Throw away the bottle cap, you're still creating a bottle cap.
Yeah, but
maybe it's a secretion de lo nichole.
Right.
Although really, it is nichale. You want it, but you just don't want it for halachic reasons.
You know, but you're not going to use it.
But do we allow lechatchila a particular iteration to be nichale?
Yes, so that's a yeah. So secretion is only depends on whether may. So that's a machlokes rishonim.
You know, like should you open up all bottles beforehand?
So that's what some hold. Some hold right. You should open up all bottles before. So that's where Shlomo Zalman verstehts it holds.
But according to what you're saying right now, we're going to throw out the bottle cap. Then
Shlomo
Zalman would be okay with opening it.
Yeah, because you're not using it.
And what does he do with Psikresha Delo Nichole? You're still tikkun kalim with the Psikresha Delo Nichole piled on it.
But that's what you're doing with Tzolo Kufo. Then you're like opening a bag on Shabbos to take something out. You're creating a kalim, but you're allowed to do that. You're not, the bag is
you have to be makalko when you open the bag.
So,
right?
So
here you're not being makalko.
Well, we'll get to these things. We'll get to these things.
You empty everything out.
No, so if you have the cap, you're going to reuse the cap. So then you did a malacha. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he thinks not that way. First of all, there's a famous Magid Mishnah that you have to on page 12. The Magid Mishnah is on this halacha in the Gemara about. Yeah, take a look. He quotes he says like this in the Magid Mishnah on the third line there is the fourth line divrei ben shekosh kol tov kavanos ani shekol she'edim skavin in one more of secretion we have lechayev he says like this usually there's a halacha of secretion. Right, so it means that even though I wasn't mechavin, the psik reshi is like I was mechavin. But certain halachas, like the Gemara says, like this: if you take a piece of wood and then you cut off a little piece to use as a toothpick, so you chayv because you made a kli, you made a toothpick. But the Gemara says only if you mechavin lekach. But if you weren't mechavin lekach, say you took off a piece, and you're not going to use it as a toothpick. But lemaisa, it's a gevaldik toothpick. But you're not chayv because tikkun mana is only called a tikkun mana if you're mechavin lekach. There's no din of psik reshi by tikkun mana. That's the yesod of the Magid Mishnah. All the areas of Hilchos Shabbos there's a din of psik reshi. By tikkun mana, there's no din of psik reshi. That's why the Gemara says.
Right,
only
how do you know this?
Because the Gemara says that if you take a piece of wood and you take a little piece off, you chayev if you're mechavein to use as a toothpick. Well, why do you have to be mechavein? Even if you're not mechavein, it's still a toothpick. So that's his yisod. So he says the same thing over here. He says that when you so die in Ehrenberg, the Bar Yeshua. He wrote this, these are big, thick storm, like a whole bunch of them. Gvaldik. So he says that that when you do it, what do I want? I want to get the seltzer. That's what I want. I don't want the cap. I'm not the chavis of the cap. So the mela. One second. So therefore, he says that there's a cap here. But say you know mechavin for the cap. It's psik reisha, but by tikkun mana there's no psik reisha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says back no, because you want the seltzer and the cap. So he says no. So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says back. That there are two kavanas here. There's multiple kavana. So in Ozdalet, he said, responds, Mashakosuk for Tarasov, Tieshkan Shte Kavanos, Kavan Ikris for the Selser, Kavan Stadish, or Sono Shil Opkak, Raise a Doma, Lepotech, Delisha Makari, Zedan Nivak Agas, Shabafnim, Protivad Loka, Raise a Chayim, Kamadling Mamish, Yeah. That's not called miskaven. You're miskaven im lo haya b'derech p'sik reisha. Ha mutar, af im rotze bo. The efshar shalom yed did not give me yet. Kach lo zeh b'rotze yet. Aval ein zeh ele b'shar malach ha-shabes. Val tikl kli gam p'sik reisha mutar. So b'meila, he's not mechaven. In other words, it might be that he also wants it, but he's not mechaven. That's not what he's been mechaven for. So that's not called. And then it's only a dim psik reisha, but there's no dim psik reisha. You don't say he's mechaven for both. He's mechaven for the salsa. And agav, this happens, and it's a psik reisha, and he wants it, but he's not mechaven for that. And therefore, he thinks that it's mutter.
Even if you were to reuse it.
Even if you were going to reuse it. And Rav Avadi Yosef, I always knew Rav Avadi Yosef's tshuva in Yichavadas, where he permits to open up the grape juice bottles on Shabbos. But basically, he's just pointing out, I hold from the Dvar Yeshua. I never was ma'ayin so well in the tshuva, but that's basically what he says on page 15, Bakbuk Mitzanovim, a temple. Shazogor on day Mitzah Mashabruda Mitzavra Bakbuk, Ace Mitzavra the Fredis Tabat Mechalko. So what's the din? So he has this whole discussion, and he quotes
Tempo.
No, Shlomo Zalman, that it's Asr.
Plug for Tempo.
and then on page 18, he says, Hey, Pasuk Lahokia, Rav Gomer Shua Menachem Ehrenberg, Al Pi Divrei Rav Magid. So you think, so Rav Avadi Yosef Paskin is Mutter. Rav Avadi Yosef Paskin is Mutter. Yeah, so they talk about it because.
I think there's a difference in the Tzias of how they make it.
Yeah.
The plastic ones, this thing exists before and a machine pops it on, but I think the metal ones, a machine presses it. So the cap actually never existed in the metal one, which makes it seem
totally
more.
Force it down.
Yeah, so it seems like it's more Makav HaPapish. But these actually exist before. So it didn't, like, it seems like it would be less of a problem of Makav HaPapish for this one, because it actually was a Kli.
Yeah.
It was a Kli with this extra piece.
Yeah.
I'd heard of this Yichavei Das for so many years, and I thought it was something that he just pulled out of thin air.
Right, but I'm showing you Chaim Ehrenberg,
yeah,
who was a big goad.
Based on the Magid.
Based on the Magid Mishnah, right.
He called me just the Magid, I guess. Yeah.
Rav Magid. Yeah. But Als Mechatech, they weren't being, because Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't on, because Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, I think, in, that you just do it there because that's where it's easier to. If it would be easier to cut it here, I'd do it there. Where I just do it for convenience. I know it's not like I'm medactic b'midah. But some say, like Rav Gutman, that once you. That's cool because now you want it specifically there. And he doesn't work with that svara, Rav Gutman, of that. That just for convenience was the mice that they made it this, so now you want it. You want the dafka cut it there. So that's called mechatek mamida. So one can be mefalp, you know, what he said, you can argue with, perhaps. And because you see, but both Dayan Ehrenberg and Rav Shlomo Zalman were arguing, we weren't arguing about mechatek. Mechatek, Bistam, they assumed, is not a problem. The only issue is it's a tikkun mana on the cap. So this is okay. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue. It's a fascinating malacha because it's so relevant, and people never sit down to actually learn what the gedarim are. So that's hopefully we'll.
Scott, very nice.